Stop the Presses. Press Ignores the Generals, by A. Alexander, The Progressive Daily Beacon, Friday 22 December 2006. The Joint Chiefs of Staff and practically every actively serving general strongly opposes George W. Bush's proposed Iraq surge plan, but you've probably not heard too much about the general's general discontent. The average American probably hasn't heard about it, because the media only barely reported on the general's mutiny. True to form, the press dutifully ignored the general's concerns, but widely reported on the White House's insistence that the generals generally didn't disagree with the president. However, in the event that the generals, who don't disagree with the president, do decide to disagree with the president's Iraq surge plan, the president doesn't care, because he's the decider. The press's ignoring of the general's disagreement with the decider even continued when Rumsfeld's very Rumsfeld-like stay-the-course replacement, Robert Gates, traveled to Iraq and was told by the commanders on the ground that they too disagreed with the decider's Iraq surge plan. Indeed, these were very dark days for the decider and his dream of escalating the Iraq war. Fortunately for the decider, the press was mostly ignoring the general's collective revolt. Then, almost like manna from heaven, Gates met with a group of rear echelon non-rate enlisted personnel in Iraq who, according to widely reported press accounts, fully agreed with the decider's desire to send a surge of troops to Baghdad. Yes, there were a total of 15 rear echelon E1s, E2s, and E3s privates, private first classes, and lance corporals who all, to a man and woman, agreed with the president's Iraq surge plan. Stop the presses, people. The troops agree with the president's Iraq surge plan, blared the headlines. What's that? No, the generals don't agree with the president, but who cares what they think? 15 fresh out of boot camp enlisted people agree with George W. Bush, and that is what really matters. Needless to say, while they continued to ignore the general's mutiny, America's fine press was all over the comments made by 15 fresh out of boot camp privates. The sheer absurdity of the press ignoring the general's disagreement with the decider and instead focusing on the few rear echelon non-rate enlisted personnel who were only months away from boot camp as this in all the world, few know less about what the hell is going on, big picture, than do rear echelon E1s, E2s, and E3s in the U.S. military. The simple fact of the matter is that these troops Gates met with probably couldn't have said with certainty, having had lunch with the defense secretary, what they were going to be having for dinner that night. That isn't a knock on rear echelon non-rates, that is just a fact of military life. They are proverbial mushrooms, kept in the dark, and fed a boatload of crap. Now, if the press wanted to find out what was really happening in the actual war, they could go and talk to the non-rate enlisted guys stuck in the shit on the front lines. Even that information, however, could only be applied to that particular frontline non-rate's area of operation. For the big picture, a reporter would have to talk to grunts throughout the country. But for reporters to more or less ignore the opinion of generals and commanders regarding the president's Iraq surge plan and instead be the megaphone for a few rear echelon non-rates only months out of boot camp, that is simply unconscionable. Sadly, for America's fine press, it is only too typical.